BBC News with Tom Watt. A couple from the US state of California have been sentenced to life in jail for starving and torturing 12 of their children. The sons and daughters of David and Louise Turpin endured years of abuse at their home. Some were found shackled to furniture. President Trump has praised the Libyan warlord Khalifa Haftar, whose forces are trying to seize the capital Tripoli from Libya's UN-backed and internationally recognized government. The White House said that in a phone call, the two men discussed a shared vision for Libya's future. Top Democrats in the US Congress have rejected a proposal by the Attorney General William Barr to allow them access to a version of the Mueller report that is less redacted than the version published on Thursday. Earlier, the House Judiciary Committee issued a subpoena demanding release of the full report. The leaders of mass protests in Sudan have said they intend to name the members of a new civilian government on Sunday. Correspondents say the move seems designed to increase pressure on the military council running the country after last week's coup. The two candidates in Sunday's presidential election in Ukraine have traded insults during a debate in Kiev's Olympic Stadium. President Petro Poroshenko stressed his credentials as an experienced politician compared with his opponent, the comedian Volodymyr Zelensky. The body of the former president of Peru, Alan Garcia, has been cremated at a private ceremony in the capital Lima. His family rejected the government's offer of a state funeral. Mr. Garcia killed himself on Wednesday as police arrived at his home to arrest him over corruption allegations. The authorities in Montenegro say they have seized tens of kilograms of drugs that were hidden aboard a naval training ship. Military police searched the sailing ship, Jadran, early on Friday after receiving a tip-off. It did not say what kind of drugs had been found. BBC News.